Yes, I pledge.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item C, do we have overview for item C tonight? We do. We have with us this evening Attorney Wayne Judge, who will be speaking to the Board of Education in reference to a tax certiorari matter that I've shared with each of you in the past. He's coming with a great deal of information after working on this for quite some time and some recommendations for the Board of Education moving forward. So, Mr. Judge.
Okay, I understand I have 15 minutes. I'll speak for 7 minutes and then take questions. But first, I'd like to pass some of these pieces of information out. You already have this, Jody, I think. I'll give you my conclusion and opinion first, and then I'll tell you how I got there. My conclusion and opinion is that you should, without delay, terminate the services of our law firm and hire a law firm that does a volume of defense litigation and certiorari cases. This is very unusual. I've been doing this for a long time, as you can tell, and I've only had to oppose the settlements made by the towns and the petitioners twice. One was in the SCA case against the town of Moreau, where the town was recommending a $20 million reduction in the assessment. The second time was in the case of Toll against the town of Whitehall, where the town is recommending a reduction in the assessment of $2 million on a total assessment of $5 million. Why would we object to a settlement made apparently in good faith between a petitioner and the town? Well, first of all, these proceedings are a little complex, but I'll try to run through it pretty quickly. Each year is a separate year in tax assessment cases. In this case, for example, Toll protested his taxes in 2015, 2016, and 2017. The town had an opportunity in each one of those 3 years to lower his assessment if they thought the initial assessment they had made was erroneous. They refused to lower his assessment. Had they done so, the school district would not have received any notice, and there would have been no refunds payable because the assessment would have been lowered before the tax bills came out. Instead of doing that, they let the assessments run for 3 years, and then when they a lawsuit began and the petitioner served what he calls a preliminary appraisal on the town. The town was apparently intimidated by the appraisal and agreed. And their proposal, the town's proposal, is to reduce the assessment on these four parcels by about 30% of the total assessment. The petitioner is looking for a reduction of 40%, plus he also wants refunds. Now, normally in these cases, what happens is the town is induced to reduce an assessment because they take the position, well, we haven't budgeted for any refunds, so why don't we just knock a couple of $1,000 off this assessment, and in return for that, they'll waive the refunds and waive the interest on the refunds. That's normally what happens, and school district attorneys usually work with the town attorneys, and for the most part, they're not drastic reductions, and it's worth it because neither the town nor the school district have budgeted for these refunds plus interest. And if you go to a trial and lose, you would have to pay the refunds plus the interest. So weighing the different options, in 99% of the cases, the school district attorney agrees with the town attorney. In this case, for example, the petitioner says the school districts never oppose a settlement that the town agrees with the petitioner. But if you look at a reduction, for example, in the SCA case of $20 million, you have to say to yourself, could they have missed it? Could they have missed $20 million? Something is wrong here. And what was wrong was that they were so afraid of paying the refunds that they agreed to this drastic reduction in commissions. The advantage you have in this case over the SCA case is in that case, they both, the town and the petitioner, signed the agreement and they put it in front of the judge and said, now the only thing we're waiting for is for Mr. Judge, the attorney for the school district, to sign it as well. I had already told them I'm not doing it. I'm not going to sign this consent agreement because the law is very clear, and I'll hand out some boring cases that you could read at your leisure that say very clearly, and also the statutes say very clearly, no settlement can result in a reduction that amounts to less than the fair market value of the property. What's the fair market value of the property? In this case, the town of Dresden decided in three consecutive years that they were correct. Fair market value of the property is about $5 million. Then all of a sudden, they say, well, as soon as they saw the appraisal on the other side, well, no, really, it's only $3 million. No, that doesn't make sense. No, so usually the attorney for the school district and the attorney for the town work together. In this case, the first question I asked the attorney for the town was, what does your appraisal say? We're not going to order an appraisal. What do you mean you're not going to order an appraisal? Well, we're going to rely on the assessor's judgment in this case. I said, not for a 30% reduction in the assessment. You need some objective third party opinion about the value. And I said, if you can produce an appraisal that shows that the 30% reduction was justified, I'm going to recommend the school participate in the, agree to it, because this is objective evidence. They can agree to it. The response I got was, we're not ordering an appraisal. I've been directed by the town not to order an appraisal. I said, if you can't show us the reason why this reduction was made, we're not going to consent to this settlement agreement. Or at least I'm not going to recommend it. You guys could do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. In any event, I mean, I'm your counselor. All I can do is make a recommendation. The difference here from the SCA case is they haven't come to any agreement yet. I gave you some figures there. The town made it a proposal in May to reduce the assessment by about 30%. They tell me there's been no discussion about refunds, but the petitioner still wants them. If we were to sign the town's proposal today, we would owe about $86,000 in unbudgeted money as soon as we signed a settlement agreement. If we were to accept the petitioner's proposal to reduce the assessment by about the fair market value by about $3 million, we would owe $136,000 in refunds without interest. The advantage that you have over the SCA case is nothing's been signed. The judge has not seen either proposal. So, in my opinion, and I've given it a lot of thought, in my opinion, this is the time to hire, get rid of me, and hire a law firm that does a large volume of these cases. You'll probably only find one for a town. I can give you a very good recommendation if you want one. Because I think there's still time to go to the judge and say, we need additional time because the school is going to get the property appraised. And if the school's appraisal or appraiser comes up even close to what this settlement proposed by the town is, we probably will not ask to intervene for purposes of a trial. But if our appraiser says that the reduction is too large, it's unwarranted, then we're going to ask for permission for what's called a default intervention. A default intervention is when the result of the case can hurt you, but your co-defendant hasn't been doing their work. That's essentially it. If anybody has any let's go through it. The house, you'll see a picture of it there, has about 18,000 square feet of living area. There are 11 bedrooms, 10 full bathrooms, 2 half bathrooms. There's an elevator that goes up to the master bedroom. That's just one of the parcels that are being protested. There are actually 4 of them. They've only built on one parcel. The house that you see a picture of there took 10 years to build. It could be argued, well, there's no market for a big monstrosity like this because who could afford it? That's an argument. But look at the amount of lake frontage for each one of those 4 parcels. There's substantial lake frontage for each one of those 4 parcels, and the other 3 parcels can be sold. And between you, me, and the lamppost along that road there, there are people who can afford the $5 million for that parcel. So I have distributed to you a picture of the parcel, and that picture is available to everybody on the Washington County internet, and the details on the next page are also available to everybody on the Washington County internet. It doesn't please me to disagree with a fellow lawyer about how to handle a matter, and I don't pretend to teach anybody. Still learning myself after 50 years of doing this stuff. But that pretty much concludes my presentation. If anyone has any questions, let me know. In the meantime, I'll ask somebody to distribute this.
Mr. Judge, what's our time frame to make a decision? What's the board's time frame to make a decision?
What's been happening is the judge is a particularly thoughtful judge. As an aside, he was an associate in my law firm when I was a partner in a larger firm. He's a thoughtful guy, and he's one of the few judges who keeps asking for status reports. The last status report, they asked for an extension of time because they couldn't get us to consent. And in their letter to the judge, they said, the parties have exchanged information and appraisals, and we're just getting down to the snores. I had to write the judge and say that was incorrect. The parties have not exchanged any appraisals or information because we haven't received anything from the town. asking for a time period, that's a little problematic for this reason. The judge certainly will give us time to get an appraisal when we tell him all the facts. The problem is if we let this go into another year, then we're talking about another year of refunds or another year that it's possible we could lose the case. You know, lawyers do lose cases. So if we go ahead and hire an aggressive law firm now, the first thing I know they'll do is to hire an appraiser to prepare a trial-ready appraisal, which is different from the preliminary appraisal that was served upon us. And then from that trial-ready appraisal, they'll go back to the court and say, look, we're too far apart. We're not going to settle the case. Of course, the joke among lawyers who do this stuff, and I've done a lot of it myself, is that the judge will take the petitioner's number and the town's number, add them together, and divide by two. But that doesn't always happen. This isn't the SCA case. The SCA case was a paper mill. It's very, very difficult to put a fair market value on a paper mill. It's not very difficult to put a fair market value on a vacant lot on Lake George or on a house on Lake George. It's a totally different. And so when the town was talking about all the expense of an appraisal, I said, what are you talking about? You're not talking about a shopping center. You're not talking about a paper mill. You're talking about a house. The expense is not going to be overwhelming. We're doing one right now for the town of Moreau where they're doing an appraisal on a hydroelectric plant. The appraisal came in about that thick. This isn't that. This is totally different. And it's not going to be that expensive to do. So I'll leave it up to you. If you want to contact, I've already spoken to a law firm of about 8 lawyers who do a large volume of this stuff. And they do contested matters, mostly for towns. But that doesn't make any difference. It's the same principle. Just let me know, and I'll put you in touch with the people. In the meantime, I don't want to often ask people to fire me, but that's what I'm asking you to do.
You don't want to go to court for it.
No, if my hearing wasn't shot and I was 30 years younger, I would love to go to court for you.
Could I ask a question, please? With regards, you have a note here, lost revenue of approximately so much per year for the next 3 years. Are we, if we agree to this, are we bound to that?
Yeah, there's a section of the law called 727. And if you enter into a settlement agreement, that settlement agreement normally is binding unless you put a provision in there that it doesn't apply if there's a reval. I don't see the town of Dresden doing a reval. They should, but they won't. So you're not only going to be bound for the past years paying a refund, you're going to be bound for 3 years prospectively. And a lot of lawyers will say, well, it's only 3 years because baloney. Because at the end of that three-year period, if there's no reval, you can't just focus in on one piece of property and say, we're putting you back up mm-hmm. to where you were. That isn't the way it works. You can't single out one parcel. If I thought that was the case, I know that I've annoyed the town assessor of Dresden enough that if she could, she probably would raise mine.
It's nice to have such candor. We appreciate it.
And do you know, just one other question with regards to the town of Dresden. Were the discussions that you had with the current administration or was it with the prior supervisor in office?
I don't know any of the politics in Dresden. I've only been talking to their attorney.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much.
I did.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
What was that? I'm sorry.
It's all recent. So the first proposal came in May, and then the second proposal came in August. So.
You want to add anything to that?
Other than agreeing to the settlement as it was proposed would cost the district in
as you heard, very significant amount of money based on the absence of data. It would be my recommendation that we proceed as recommended by Mr. Judge and we order an appraisal and have this properly vetted so that we're protecting taxpayer resources here in the district.
I agree with that. Does that require a vote?
Yeah. It would probably be best to have the board vote, and if the board agrees to proceeding with having discussions with another law firm that can handle the tax cert case, as well as seeking the trial ready appraisal, we can get moving on that.
Great.
So I would recommend the board take action to approve seeking a legal firm to deal with the tax certiorari matter, as well as seeking a trial-ready appraisal.
So moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Yeah. Second by Mr. Dudley. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All
right.
He got fired. I'm doing this. Yeah, no, he's joking about that.
I don't have any comments myself. If the rest of the board has anything you want to raise at this time.
Yeah, just an announcement. A week from this Saturday, so September 1st, we're going to do a big, huge chicken barbecue fundraiser, which will benefit both the girls' varsity softball team and the boys' varsity baseball team. They're going to kind of work together in their spring training program for 2019, and this money will go towards those two programs.
They're looking to go to Myrtle Beach. Okay. Trip to Myrtle Beach.
I'd like you to come in.
September 1st, also first varsity home football game.
Yes. So they're going to make an announcement. They get the football game and see if we can get people to come. We'll start serving at noon at the old Roma parking lot or the new rail yard, whichever you want to call it, new business. So anyways, it's a good cause, so please come up and support it.
Well, I just add that I think they have a real expert to help them with their chicken barbecue.
How many of those have you done, Mike?
Too many. Any other comments? All right. Superintendent comments.
All right. First, I want to make sure that I recognize and thank and congratulate Jody and the ladies in the business office for having an outstanding audit, zero findings, which is as good as you can do. So thank you, Jody, and please make sure you thank the ladies in the office on our behalf as well for their hard work and dedication.
That's wonderful. Nice work.
Thank you.
We have wrapped up our summer programs, most of our summer programs, but we also started two today. We've had a kindergarten summer program, a YMCA summer program, as well as the 3 through 5 and middle level. We had outstanding attendance this summer, which was terrific. We had a lot of students through the district receiving ELA and math support throughout the summer. Today began our railroader camp, the transition students coming into the middle school. We've had, I think we had 38 students participate, which is a record high number, which was outstanding having that number of kids in. And we also started our elementary STEM camp, a week-long camp for students at the elementary school today. And I think we had 9 students, 10 students?
14.
14? It was a good crowd. They were running around balloons today when I was up there. So it was pretty neat to see that going on. Just to bring everybody up to speed, we had, I would say, probably 30% of our staff in the district throughout the course of the summer engaged in professional development, either individually or as teams of teachers. I certainly thank our professional staff for coming in and spending the time to prepare for our students throughout the course of the summer. Big thank you also goes out to our buildings and grounds staff. They have done an outstanding job this summer, getting the building prepared and ready. The classrooms are looking fantastic. And certainly thanking our administrative and office staff for all the work that they've done throughout the summer. The We Care project is underway again. We received emails. All the faculty and staff received emails just today regarding the We Care project, where school supplies, clothing, glasses, food, field trips, etc., can be purchased for students in need, just making a request to that group. So, again, that's a wonderful opportunity for our students. I've been engaged in some conversations with Reverend Jim Peterson of the Revitalizing Whitehall Committee. I've met with him a couple times, talking about different ideas and things that we can do as a school district and what they can do to help support the school. And some of those conversations started revolving around summer school, or about, not summer, after-school programs and what we can do to help support our students after school hours. So I'm having some additional ongoing conversations with that group. I'll be participating as part of that group. The next meeting is August 24th. That is my anniversary, so I will not be going, or I may not have another. So I'm going to miss that meeting, but I'll be participating in subsequent meetings. You have in front of you tonight the newest calendar from the school district, their second year calendars. They look great. Very pleased at how they look, and offers a great deal of information for the folks here in our community. I want to update everybody in regard to the SRO position. Sadly, today I received an email that the individual that was going to be serving and we were going to be voting on this evening for approval for the SRO is ill and unfortunately is going to be unable to engage in that position for us throughout the course of the school year. That being said, I've had a couple of conversations today with the sheriff, and what he is working on at this point is using one of his uniformed road officers, taking that individual off the road and placing them in our school for the same cost, and working with the town on addressing some of the overtime issues via the town because we're the first district on board to commit to the program. So again, he's sending out information to his officers to see if he has interest, at which point we'll be sitting down and talking about candidates, bringing candidates in to meet with folks here, and there'll be more information to come about how we're going to propose to move forward with this position with the news that we received today. That's what I have. I know that Mr. Keller and Mr. Trowbridge probably have a few comments to make in regard to things that are going on within their buildings and some things that have happened. We're waiting on our 3-3 testing, which should be available next week, and we know our region scores have yet again improved, and we'll be planning a presentation to the Board of Education at the September meeting, we hope, if we have all our data back at that point in regard to our actual performance. Any questions?
No, Frank, I got one quick one.
No,
I got to jump back in. So nobody said it, but this past Saturday, Olivia Dudley, our distinguished young miss, competed at the state level on Saturday, did a phenomenal job. I think she won the judge's interview, if I'm not mistaken, and everybody who attended said she did a phenomenal job.
Wonderful.
She told me today she's very happy to be back in Whitehall.
Good for her.
Didn't like the big city, huh?
Not really.
No,
I don't know. I think she missed her dad.
That was it.
That's probably not it.
Mr. Keller.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're most excited about this year is that we have a science lab for our elementary kids. I think it's going to be fantastic. Today was fun to watch the kids out there doing some hands-on science, because that's certainly something we've been missing as a district in the elementary. It's just hands-on science. So Mrs. Barber is going to be running our science lab, and the tables are in. It looks like a science room. The kits are in. I think everybody's really excited, and I think that's going to really help us benefit when we take our fourth grade science test. It's been a thing that's been missing since I've been here, and they had it in the past, but something that kind of went away, so we're glad to bring it back. I think the kids will be excited to get their hands dirty, so I think that's probably our most exciting thing right now. In the summer program, great turnout. The teachers kept the kids interested. We have the best turnout for any of the Y programs. The teachers really knocked on the doors and got the kids there, so it was a win-win.
That's great.
They were very excited.
Yeah. Thank you.
We had our Regents exams here in this building Thursday and Friday for students who unfortunately didn't pass or try to improve their scores from June. Out of those exams, you know, we don't get tons of kids who come, but we get enough that come, and only two students who showed up and took exams didn't pass those exams. Out of all the students who came, that was really good. Several kids came and improved their scores, and several kids came and passed and did well. We were excited, but the biggest news for us was last week we got approval. I sent a notice to Pat while he was on vacation that we will be offering 6 American history credits this year from University of Albany here in the school. So we actually have, I know, one student who is signed up for 6 credits for English, 3 credits for psychology, 3 credits for Spanish, and 6 credits for American history. She's going to get 18 credits done here in the school this year. So, and we have several kids who are signed up for at least 12 or 15 of those. So we have some good things going. That's exciting that Albany allowed us to do that. So
remembering that just 2 years ago we had 0 college credits and no electives, and now we have how many electives at the high school?
We have 24.
Plus the college classes. So it's
journalism is a new one for us this year. We have kids really excited about journalism first period, and the digital art and photography. We have those classes are maxed out.
Right. Are those distance or are we going
to? No, we're doing right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Wow, for people.
Right here. So that involves getting those colleges. We send transcripts and a letter of interest and a resume from our teachers who are going to try and have teach those classes. We send those to the colleges, and then the college actually will certify our teacher based on those as an adjunct professor, and then they will approve us. We send a syllabus, a sample, assignments. We send our final exam that they will approve, and then their department heads come for each class to give the course certification each year.
A lot of good things are happening here in the district, and you should all be very, very proud. And we're extremely thankful for the support that we've received from the board.
The great thing is we don't have near as many study halls and kids in study halls as we did my first year.
That's really good.
We don't have half the number of study halls built in the schedule, because for every one of those new classes and different things we're offering less study hall, which means kids are taking class.
Great. Thank you. Okay. So we're moving on to number 7. Board and staff reports. Any comment on those, Mr. D? Mrs. Birch?
Mrs. Birch is going to have a lot to say.
I have a little bit to say. There's quite a few items on the agenda tonight from the business office. First and foremost, the treasurer's reports for both June and July are included. June was held up just because we were finalizing our audit, and the books weren't closed when it was time to produce those for the last meeting. So those are included this evening for your approval. There's also, we were notified by the county of an error that was basically an assessment error that was caused by the county. So there's a resolution to approve a tax refund for $442, and that's for property. A building was demolished at 810 William Street, so that's on the agenda. Also tonight, I'll be asking you to pass a resolution to set the tax rates for the 18-19 school year. The true tax rate, including the library levy this year, works out to be $10.93 per $1,000. Hampton's equalization rate last year was at 100%, and that dropped down to 98% this year. Whitehall's assessed value overall increased by $1.7 million. Dresden's assessed value increased by $1 million. And Hampton's increased by $592,000. And that's primarily due to the decrease in the equalization rate. So that's kind of the exciting stuff about the tax rate, I suppose. One last little fact. Whitehall picks up about 39% of the tax levy, Dresden 57%, Hampton's 4.5%, and Fort Ann and Granville are just down below 1% of carrying the whole tax levy for the district. And included on the agenda was all the details and all of the spreadsheets that we used to figure the proration of the total assessed value. So if anybody has any questions on those, they can feel free to reach out to me. I was recently notified that the STAR exemption for the senior exemption for STAR is going to change for 2019. The assessors in each town are responsible for communicating that out to the population, but and good faith effort to make people aware. For people who own property age 65 and over, in the past, if you received a senior exemption, you automatically received the enhanced exemption. With the 2019 year, that changes. You have to apply for each exemption separately. And the info has been posted on our website. And as Mr. D mentioned, we wrapped up our audit. The auditors were here the last week of July for 3 days. There were no findings in the audit. We did maintain a fund balance of 4% as permitted by real property tax law, and that was $660,000. We have a fund balance. We discussed the anticipated operating surplus. We had a couple large adjustments that we made this year, reversal of a health insurance accrual. We took a good look and analyzed our reserves, and some of that money we were overfunded. We transferred back to the general fund or to the capital project reserve. So ultimately, we ended up transferring $1,266,000 to the capital project reserve, which will be used to help offset the cost with the upcoming project that we have coming down the pipeline. I just want to make note that the school lunch fund, put a lot of emphasis on this year to revamp the accounting for that fund to make sure all the costs were being correctly calculated for in the cafeteria fund. Years past, and fringe benefits like health insurance were paid for by the general fund. But we thought it was really important to see a true reflection of the operations of the cafeteria fund. So with that being said, the cafeteria fund did have a loss this year of $78,600. And that's after we have the transfer from the general fund of $36,500. So had we not had the general fund transfer, we would have been closer to a loss of $115,000. We did have some fund balance on the books, so we have about $18,000 to help offset that loss for next year. But anything beyond what we have in fund balance will have to be subsidized by the general fund. And then finally, the audit will be finalized, and our auditors will come in to present that to the Audit Finance Committee probably sometime in September or October. Okay. That's all I got.
Any questions for Mrs. Bertram?
Okay.
So you're recommending that we approve the reports that were provided for June and July?
I would recommend that the board approve the attached reports.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those reports?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. She only beat you by
okay.
Marginal. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. 8A. Approval of board minutes.
We recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes last month.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the board minutes. Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 8B, CSE minutes.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of multiple CSE, CPSE meetings throughout the months of April, May, and June.
Busy months. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second. Whoops.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. HC, district-wide school safety plan.
Each year, the Board of Education is asked to approve the district-wide school safety plan, which is a plan which can be seen by community members and is posted on the website. And I would recommend the Board of Education take action to approve said plan.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the school safety plan?
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So item D, are we covering that?
I would recommend the board ignore item D, E, and F in regard to the SRO position until we have more information from the sheriff.
My E is CSE.
Right.
Yeah.
It's out of there now. You have the older version, Patrick. I took
took those out, so it would just
be D.
Yeah,
D.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
okay,
just
great.
D at this point,
okay, so the next item requiring action then is committee members for the CSE, CPSE parent members.
Each year, a group of parents who have students that are receiving special education support are appointed to be an advocate or support for the parents whose children the district is holding a meeting in regard to. I would recommend the board take action to approve that list of names.
Okay. Do we have a motion to make that approval?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. IHO rational list selection.
Again, this is a yearly basis. An impartial hearing officer, list of impartial hearing officers needs to be approved each year. The impartial hearing officers are utilized in the event that there's a substantial disagreement between the school district and the parent in regard to special education services or programs that we can't mediate here within the district. That individual serves basically as a mediator between the two parties, and a list must be put together each year.
Okay. A motion to approve that list for the coming year.
Moved
by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Fire safety inspection report.
Each year we receive a evaluation report on fire safety at each of our facilities. And I'd certainly like to thank Tom and his staff for doing a great job. We were in good standing with our fire safety inspection, and I would recommend approval.
Right. Have a motion to approve that inspection report.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. School tax application and refund. We just talked about that.
Yes, we did.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the refund of $442.93.
Great. We have a motion to approve that refund.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Tax warrant resolution.
Jody made mention of the tax warrant resolution. I would recommend the board take action to approve the resolution and review the signature issue for the board members on
okay.
the resolution.
All right. So do we have a motion to adopt the resolution?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'll pass that on. I don't have a pen with me.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Nice and good.
Are we on? Let's see. Item J. Tax roll and authorize a tax levy.
Recommend the board take action to approve the tax rolls as well as authorize the levies. Again, this is done yearly as part of our tax collection.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve that tax levy resolution.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Leave of absence.
I would recommend the board take action to approve Mrs. Douglas' maternity leave. We do anticipate her departing sometime around mid-December and returning sometime around mid-February. Mrs. Douglas is a rock star social worker for the district. She is simply outstanding. Again, I would recommend the board take action to approve her maternity leave.
I have a motion to approve that.
So moved. Second.
Was that Mrs. Waters?
Yes.
Okay. Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? How do you cover her absence?
We are kind of wondering that ourselves. our plan is to post the position, and we be, because it's a social work position, we can actually fill it with a guidance person, a school psychologist, or a social worker to bring that individual in to help support the social emotional needs. It won't be, you know, testing and evaluation. It will be the social work aspect. Mm-hmm. But each of those three positions can fulfill that responsibility. So Mr. Trowbridge and Mr. Keller will be on the lookout starting tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I met with Mary and Mr. Motville today. Between Mr. Motville's classes that he teaches for kids who are getting into guidance counseling, and Mary's part of a social worker consortium in the upstate Northeast where she thought she might be able to help us get some money.
Any other discussion on that item? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Item L, appointments.
We have a couple of positions that we'd like to appoint. First, would recommend Ms. Danielle Palmer to position as tax collector greeter, effective August 21st, 2018.
Okay. We have a motion to approve those two.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item M, stipend.
I actually have one more appointment. We also have Mr. Thomas Solmich that we'd like to recommend appointment to the position bus monitor teacher aide.
Okay. We have a motion to approve that appointment.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now item M.
Now we're on to M.
When they got a letters in the alphabet.
Shared this information back a couple of weeks ago. Presently, we have several different people that are touching our data when students are moving into the district or exiting the district. And as a result, we're having a great number of errors in our data sets that then have to be reported to the New York State education system. So what we're recommending, or what I'm recommending at this point, is providing a stipend in the amount of $1,500 to one individual to serve as the district's central registrar. And that would be Jenna Bosclair. She's the individual that we just hired at the last Board of Education meeting to serve as our elementary or our high school guidance secretary. What this enables us to do is have one point of contact for all students that are moving into the district as well as students that are moving out to ensure the data sets that are being put into our student management system are accurate. And it also gives one point of contact when there's questions through BOCES or the State Education Department when I'm hunting individuals down. So with that said, I would recommend the addition of a $1,500 stipend for these central registrar duties, with the understanding that as we move forward into our next contract, we would roll that in to this individual's position.
Okay. We have a motion to approve that stipend.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? Is that going to be pre-K through 12?
Yes.
Is there a lot of hours? Is there going to be a lot of hours added to her position? I mean, that doesn't seem like a lot of money. It seems like a big job.
It is a big job. It's a big job
in the summer, especially.
It's a big job in the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, because of the entrances and exits. But once you have a good handle on the student management system and how the data has to go in and come out, it's actually kind of pretty perfunctory. It's pretty easy to do. But if you need one person handling that data all the time to make it really make sense. And she seems to be a logical person to be able to do that job.
We have had BOCES coming out this summer multiple times to train her on the system and gone through. They've come and sat all days with her. So
no, I was just looking at the amount, thinking that's not a lot if she has to add a lot of hours to her time.
Yeah, we're hopeful at this point that the vast majority of the work she'll be able to take care of during the course of the school day. There will be times when she's going to be here, you know, after the school day doing some of this work.
Any other discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals.
We do have a list of items that have surpass their usable life here in the district. The list is in front of you. Those individuals or those individual items that still have value, we will be placing on Auctions International to get the best price.
Okay. We have a motion to approve those disposals.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building use requests.
We have a couple of building use requests. The first is in regard to the Skeen Manor basket party. They're looking to utilize the district on Friday evening the 17th, the 16th, and then Saturday the 17th for a basket party. And the second is kind of a neat one. New York State Marine Services Bureau is requesting to use our pool on September 11th. We'll have between 25 and 30 law enforcement officers from throughout the region, law enforcement as well as NCON officers that are coming in to do water safety and water rescue here in our pool. And as part of that, they will be giving the district $500 to utilize the pool, and that's, you know, we're not charging them for it. That's just this group pays that for whatever individual district or pool will host them. Many of you may remember George LaPointe, graduate from, I believe, 1987. From
88.
87, 88. I've known George a long time as well. He's the one that called me and said, hey, I know you guys have got a pool. I'm like, yes, we do, George. So
that's great.
We hooked it up through him. So this will be pretty neat. Neat opportunity to have you know, law enforcement into the building and you know, be able to do something for the community.
Can we recruit an SRO out of there?
We might be able to.
we'll set up
a table.
We want to. Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those building use requests?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on those items?
Oh, it's nice to also see the pool being utilized as well for positive.
Yeah.
For positive instruction as well.
Yeah. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That's all we have. We have items for information for school board association dates. And that brings us down to visitor comments. If there's any comments or questions on our agenda items from tonight. Anyone has any? All right. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
A lot of seconds there. Second by Mrs. Sane. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Meeting adjourned.
Someone not sign the action.